Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Darren.
So what's the story? You've moved from Launceston to Ulverston, is that right?
Basically, yes. I used to be at the planetarium at QVMag, or the Launceston Planetarium, and there's a new exciting development going on in Ulverston, of course, with not just a planetarium, but the Tasmanian Science Centre, the UMag, which is the Ulverston Museum and Art Gallery, and it's going to be fantastic. So, yes, I'm really pleased to be involved in this new venture.
By the way, what's the plan for that to be completed?
In terms of completion and opening to the public, a bit later this year, we don't have an announced date yet. But, of course, as people going through Ulverston will notice, the building has gone up and it's right next, of course, to the famous clock tower in Ulverston, and it's going to be a very prominent spot.
Yep, and it's called The Hive. And you're after volunteers.
We are indeed. Now, museums have changed quite a bit over the decades. They've become hubs for the community, for tourists and so on, and more people are getting involved in museums as volunteers. And that's certainly something that's going to be really great at The Hive, where we're inviting people from around the community to use their expertise to come along and also be trained in how to put over various concepts, or trained in the kind of work that we would love them to do. And I'm sure everyone's going to have a lot of fun at The Hive. It's going to be a place where volunteers are going to be playing a really important role, supporting us in every aspect, including the very important front of house area, welcoming visitors, and right through the science and history exhibitions as guides and explainers. Now, we already have a number of really enthusiastic people volunteering there. We want to open up this opportunity to the community, and as I've mentioned, it's becoming something that museums around the world are doing. They're welcoming more and more volunteers because they're great community centres for people to bring their interest and expertise. We're certainly looking for people with all sorts of interests. Guides around the museum exhibits, the history of Ulverston, the history. In fact, it's not just the history of Ulverston. We're going to be putting that into context of what's happening around Australia, or happened around Australia and around the world over all of these decades. And so people with a love of history, I'm sure, will love to be in there to assist with the explanations there. In the planetarium and on the science floor, people who would like to be trained to run shows in the planetarium, people who have that interest in science, and I know there are people out there who would love to come along and help us out. So it'll be a matter of interacting really well with the public on that subject matter, but not only that, people who can generally assist with guiding the public around the museum. Over all of the years I've been involved in planetariums and museums, Darren, I've noticed that human interaction is really important in a museum. And that's why we want this place literally to buzz, a hive that buzzes. How's that?
Very good.
With volunteers, people, staff. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
All right, so your second info session is coming up this Saturday. Oh, how did the first one go a couple of weeks ago?
Went very well. We had around about 30 people, nearly 30 people coming along, and my colleague Brittany Truebody gave a wonderful talk about what people can get involved in. That's going to happen again on Saturday, so we're hoping for plenty of people. We've already got quite a number of people who've RSVP'd, but just so that people know, it's going to be on Saturday, that's the 26th of June, and it's going to be at the Noman Pavilion at Ulverston Wharf. Now, we do ask that people give us a call just for catering purposes, because we'll have tea and coffee and a few bickies and things. That number is 6425 2839, but it is purely an information session. People can find out what they can do, and there's no obligation at all, so it'll be a great opportunity for finding out more about volunteering at The Hive and more about The Hive in general.
Yeah, so that's Saturday at 10:30, yep?
That's Saturday at 10:30.
All right, well, glad to see you've seen the light or the stars and moved up a bit further up the coast to join us in the Central Coast.
It's a wonderful part of the world to live in, Darren, and I'm certainly looking forward to how things are going to go.
And a great spot for stargazing too.
It is well away from the light pollution of the larger places like Launceston and Hobart, and I know that there's a lot of interest in astronomy up on the North Coast. There are a number of people who have telescopes or binoculars or who just have an absolute fascination with the night sky. And Darren, I also know that the schools are very interested in this venture too.
Yeah.
And we're certainly going to get involved in education and in using people of all ages, including school kids, in the wonderful aspects of astronomy.
Yeah, well, a lot of that interest has been generated by your colleague there, Brittany Truebody, who does the TastroFest each year. So you've got her on board. That's excellent. She's very, very passionate about looking at the stars.
Full of enthusiasm. Absolutely, yes, as are all the people involved in setting up the Hive. And TastroFest, of course, been going since 2015, and that's certainly something that's a major thing for the North Coast. And, another thing, Darren, people often ask me where to go in Tasmania to get a good view of the Aurora Australis, you know, the Southern Lights.
Mm.
Well, in fact, anywhere in Tasmania is good. Technically, the South is a bit better, but people in the North don't miss out. And one of the favourite pictures I've got of an aurora is one I actually took from Alveston.
Right.
So that was a few years ago. So, yeah, you can see that there too. And in coming years, we can expect to see a few more of them as the sun reaches its next maximum in activity, around about 2024-ish.
I'll tell you where is a good spot is Braddon's Lookout at Forth. Magnificent.
Isn't that a lovely place to be?
Yeah.
It is indeed, yeah. I've not done any stargazing from there yet, but I'm certainly intending to one of these evenings.
All right. Good to talk to you, Martin.
You too, Darren. Bye for now.